are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
A twofer Thursday on a Thursday of the Big Ten basketball tournament. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Thursday, March 11th, and today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Only one way to start off a two for Thursday on a Thursday of the Big Ten basketball tournament. That is with a jingle. That is also with our good friend J.D. Arlen, a sports reporter and anchor at WLFI in West Lafayette, Indiana, who is here to talk about the Purdue Boilermakers. Today's focus on the Locked On Big Ten podcast two for Thursday show will be Purdue and Ohio State, the number 4 seed in the Boilermakers and the number 5 seed in the Buckeyes. We will talk with Dan Hope of 11 Warriors later in the show, but first, it is J.D. Arlen, a native son of the great state of Indiana, on a very busy time in that state, getting ready for all the postseason basketball about to take place. J.D. Arlen, thank you very much for joining the podcast once again.
Hey, thanks for having me on. We're so excited to welcome all this basketball into the state of Indiana. It's a busy time, but it's also an exciting time, and what an amazing opportunity to see the game that we love on the biggest scale we can imagine.
J.D. Arlen, do you prescribe to the notion, and the saying that goes, in 49 other states, it's just basketball. But in Indiana, it means that much more. Do you believe in that rhetoric?
Oh, absolutely. I was sitting, actually, on Friday night of last week, one of us was at a game that went into double overtime, and the other was at a buzzer beater for a team that hadn't won a sectional title in the last couple of decades. So it means more on every single level. You can always talk about, oh, it's easy to predict, basketball's easy to bet on, but March, especially in the Hoosier State, is something really special. So we have a whole lot of action in the Big Ten tournament that I think is going to be very unexpected. And then, of course, all of the thrills of March Madness. To be here on this soil, it's extremely exciting. Thanks for asking.
Of course, and I absolutely can't wait. So we focus on the Purdue Boilermakers, who ended out the regular season as one of the hottest teams in all of the Big Ten Conference, winning 5 straight games. How did they improve their play so much down the stretch to win 5 straight to round out the regular season?
Well, Ben, I think that every time we've been on this show talking about the Boilermakers, we talk about the young freshman talent. And the freshman talent is great, don't get me wrong. But some of the older guys have really stepped up and started to make a difference as well to provide support for some of those younger players. Travion Williams would be the best example of that. Of course, named the first team all Big Ten team. Sasha Stefanovic has also turned up the gas as far as being a role model and being a leader on this team. And then guys like Aaron Wheeler are not only vocal leaders on the court, but are also mentors to some of the younger guys. So it's all kind of coming together. It's almost the renaissance of the season right now, where everything's really humming and working. Now, it's, of course, easy to fall asleep at the wheel when things start to go well. However, I think some of the older guys have stepped up and done well. Ben, something that's interesting, Senior Day was at Mackey Arena against IU. But it was canceled. Do you know why? Not because of COVID, not because of any other reason than we don't have any seniors on this roster. Everybody's coming back. Nobody's leaving, as far as we know. And so this is a very young, talented team that's finally got all its good vibrations humming in the time of the year that it needs to.
A young, talented team that has been so impressive in this basketball season. And the reason, J.D. Arlen, I predict Purdue to be the favorites in the house going into next year to win the Big Ten Conference. But we focus first on this season because we are in March. And I do want to highlight those younger players that you mentioned, both Zach Edey and Jaden Ivey, named to the All-Big Ten freshman team on Tuesday afternoon. I know we can say, all right, we've been impressed by them and we understand how great they have been this year. But I ask you this, now that we are in March, in the postseason, do you think that both of those guys, along with Mason Gillis and with Brandon Newman and the other freshmen on this team, are ready to step up at this crucial juncture of the season?
I think so. They're so fundamental, all of them. Jaden Ivey, you just mentioned, a lot of people know that his mother is the head coach of Notre Dame women's basketball. So he's been around the game forever. And then as far as the rest of them, they're just so cohesive as a unit, so humble and so hungry to do well in this conference. I think they can pull it together. Now, of course, it's going to take guys that have been here before to try to tell them, like, this is what it's like to play in the postseason, because Purdue as a unit hasn't played in the postseason since 2019. That's because of, you know, the coronavirus, didn't get to play any games in the Big Ten tournament. Of course, nobody got to play any games in the Big Dance last year. And so it is probably very different. Of course, I never played or professional or college basketball, so I have no idea what it's like to play in the postseason, but I'd imagine it's different than the regular season, even when you've got, you know, the conference title on the line. So I think it's going to be them opening their ears and listening to some of that guidance that Coach Painter has for them, that some of the older guys have for them, and that's what's going to make the difference down the stretch.
You bring up Coach Painter, who is a very experienced man in this position. Michigan's Juwan Howard won the Big Ten Coach of the Year, but I would argue that Matt Painter should be the runner-up just one step behind him. What have you made of the job that Matt Painter has done this season?
Matt Painter is one of the all-time greats. Something that really stands out, and something that my colleague Dakota Simon is really focusing on this March, is the ability of Coach Painter to use his assistants. Some of the best shots and some of the most memorable plays of this season, example, the Michigan State buzzer beater, last second shot, and then the, of course, victory over Ohio State that we had this year. In a post-game press conference, we're like, okay, you know, Coach Painter, you've drawn up this play. What's going through your head? And he stopped us and said, no, that wasn't me. That was assistant coach Micah Shrewsbury. He really leans into his staff, and it's a cohesive unit. And he also listens to his guys and says, hey, can you make this play? Can you do this? You know, he listened to Sasha Stefanovic when he was recovering from COVID and said, okay, we're not going to put you in as much. We're going to let you recover. And then as soon as Sasha felt ready to go back in and start making a difference, boom, 30 points in two games. So he really listens to his program. He keeps his eyes open. And I think he's not afraid to admit when he's wrong. And that's a key for a coach in the Big Ten, because it can be so dynamic. I also think that Matt Painter brings a lot of experience. What Purdue's going to be asked to do on Thursday, more than likely, is play a team for the third time in a season. It's hard to beat a team twice, much less three times. So if anybody can kind of keep the Boilers on track, I'd feel comfortable with him at the helm.
You bring up a great point about Micah Shrewsbury, the very talented assistant for the Purdue Boilermakers. He is a name that will be floated in a lot of coaching vacancies this year, maybe even in the Big Ten if Minnesota lets go of Richard Pitino. So let's focus on this Big Ten tournament. Purdue does have the double bye, most likely playing Friday against Ohio State, possibly, or the winner of Northwestern and Minnesota against Ohio State. We'll figure that out. But they will be playing in Friday's quarterfinal. What is the outlook like for Purdue in this conference tournament?
I misspoke. I meant Friday.
These are all jumbled, man. It's like, who's going by there? We're opening up. I don't blame you at all. And you got so much going on. Don't worry about it.
Hey, sorry about that. But, yeah, Purdue's outlook in the Big Ten tournament, if they've got to play Ohio State, it's going to be extremely hard. Ohio State's a team that's very hungry. You know, it's lost its last four. But think about who it's played. It's played Illinois, who's one of the greatest Illinois teams of all time. Tom Izzo's team in the month of March, that's really hard to do. Michigan, who a lot of people have, you know, kind of on the 1-2 line. And the third team is slipping my mind, but this Ohio State team has been challenged time and time again. So they want something that they can kind of sink their teeth into, I'm sure. And so when they play in that second round against either Northwestern or against Minnesota, they're not going to look back. You know, they're going to come out of the gate hot and say, okay, this is Ohio State basketball and this is what we do. Chris Holtmann, great coach, loves the month of March. So if Purdue is playing Ohio State, I truly do see a problem that the Boilermakers may face. That may be too much to overcome for them, to be honest with you. As big of a Purdue fan as I am, I think that if Ohio State really sinks in and does what it can do and shows what it can do throughout the country, the two games that Purdue won over it in the regular season do not matter, because that's a different team than it is right now. Liddell's back. He wasn't there for the first time that they played Purdue. So if Purdue has to play Ohio State, it's going to be extremely tough for them. I would argue that that may be the most difficult game of the entire Big Ten tournament for Purdue if they do advance. So if they play Ohio State or, I don't know, Minnesota or Northwestern, from that point on, they have a really good shot at the crown. It's just getting through this first game and also shaking the cobwebs off because they do have that double bye. That's going to be the most challenging part for Purdue.
To start off any episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast, let alone a 2 for Thursday of this much importance on the Thursday of the Big Ten basketball tournament, singing the rockauto.com jingle brings me so much joy. So today, it brought me even that much more joy. And what can bring you joy as well? The convenient self-service you receive at rockauto.com. It's a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. It is March. You don't want to be leaving your house. You want to be firmly on your couch watching all of the college and Big Ten basketball play out on your television screen. So do that and go to rockauto.com at the same time to get everything you need for your car or truck so when March is over, it can be running like new and it's delivered directly to you, right to your door. And best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On, that's L-O-C-K-E-D space O-N, L-O-C-K-E-D space O-N in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. The second time for the jingle on a 2 for Thursday, it just makes that much symbiotic sense. All the parts your car will ever need, Rock Auto, rockauto.com. As we know, March is all about momentum, and momentum is built from confidence. That's what Blue Chew is doing as well. They're making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, all of it is done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. You don't like swallowing pills? That's not a problem here. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are also made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, like all these Big Ten teams, when they need to step up to the big moment, they need confidence, you could do that too. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our listeners, our wonderful listeners of this Locked On Big Ten podcast. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N at checkout, and you'll pay just $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com. The promo code is Locked On, L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this Locked On Big Ten podcast. In this incredibly important week of conference tournaments all around the college basketball landscape, and especially in the Big Ten Conference, betting on the Big Ten doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, the wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Lee Sterling has like 4 decades of handicapping expertise. You know you can trust in what he has to say. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcast. So Locked On Bets is so important if you want winners during this month of March. So too is the 2 for Thursday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast, keeping you updated with the latest information around this conference today, specifically on Purdue. I echo your point there, J.D. Arlen, a sports reporter and anchor for WLFI in West Lafayette, Indiana, where all of the Big Ten tournament in the great state of Indiana will be taking place, because I have said that I think it's a blessing in disguise for Ohio State, who struggled to end out the regular season. 4 straight losses, like you mentioned, but against 4 superior opponents in the Big Ten Conference, that playing on Thursday gives them an opportunity to create some momentum and get back in the win column, what they desperately need right now. And Chris Holtmann, who everybody in the state of Indiana knows, the former Butler coach as well. So he is very comfortable in the setting they will find themselves here in Indianapolis for this next week for the Big Ten Conference Tournament, and of course beyond for the NCAA Tournament as well. So let's focus on that big dance now as we move a step past the Big Ten Basketball Tournament. I think Purdue right now slotted in that 4 line, a number 4 seed for the NCAA Tournament. What do you believe their ceiling is for the big dance?
Well, I think Purdue's always severely underestimated, just from watching them as a kid and watching them now as a professional. They, you know, they struggled to stay in the top 25 this year. When they win big or be at the top of the Big Ten Conference, they'd be the only ones that weren't ranked. So I don't think the selection committee likes West Lafayette very much, and that's okay. I don't, you know, the lower the ranking for Purdue, it's almost like the better they do, the lower the seeding for Purdue, the better they do. So I think four is the ceiling, to be honest with you, but I don't think seeding matters, because in the big dance, and especially in, you know, when we may be, when Purdue may be the only team representing the state of Indiana in the Indiana March Madness tournament, there's going to be a lot more emotions on the line than just being upset about seeding. So I think if this team gets better, if they do well in the Big Ten tournament, if they play a good game or have a quality loss, I could see Purdue going all the way into the Sweet 16. That will be the test. I think that Purdue can confidently win its first and second round games. Of course, I don't know the opponents yet, but confidently win its first and second round games, get into the Sweet 16, and that's where you start to take on real talent. That'll be the test for the Boilermakers. They're very young. They've got a ton of guys that haven't played postseason basketball ever. And so I think the ceiling is the Sweet 16. But, Ben, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they are able to pull it together and get farther than that.
I mean, a Sweet 16 run, and then to be a dangerous four seed taking on one of those alpha dogs on the one line. I would look forward to that game, though, for Purdue, because I think they can be dangerous in that spot, and it will be one heck of a basketball game in the Sweet 16, either in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, or I think Hinkle is the other location for the Sweet 16. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think you're right. There's Indiana Farmers Coliseum as well downtown.
Right.
There's four venues downtown, and it's gonna be pretty crazy. They're already blocking it off, and we talked about Chris Holtman, former Butler coach. Hinkle Fieldhouse is a tournament location. There's the opportunity for Ohio State right there in the big dance.
And you know that Hinkle has the magic that lives up to the hype every year. You are a native son of the state of Indiana, J.D. Arland. So give the folks here listening an under-the-radar recommendation about one of the best places you can go, either in Indianapolis or just the rest of Indiana.
Gosh, Ben, I will never forget my time in Hinkle Fieldhouse watching the Butler Bulldogs beat Villanova the year that Villanova went on to win the national championship. We rushed the floor. I mean, it was wonderful. Of course, that's impossible now with current guidelines and that sort of thing. But there is something so special, like you said, about Hinkle Fieldhouse that just really separates it. Now, I've been following stories about ticketing and how fast these venues are selling out. People want to be downtown. People want to return back to normal. People want to do this safely, of course, but they want to be together to watch games. So I think anywhere that you take the game in from downtown Indianapolis is going to be really special. You know, the tournament's always something special in Indiana, but to have it in our backyard, even if we're not all physically in the venue, I think there's going to be a lot of people out and about, and I think it's going to bring a lot of people together here in the state of Indiana. And that's something we really need right now is unity. So downtown Indianapolis has about $1 million to beautify and create this whole festival that's outdoors with live music, eating, art and beautification processes. That it's going to be an incredible, incredible week in Indianapolis, and I'm just so excited to see it all live.
It's a beautiful thing that we have got to this point, that the postseason and the NCAA tournament is here. This is March. J.D. Arland, your favorite food spot in downtown Indy?
That's Harry and Izzy's. That's easy. St. Elmo's Harry and Izzy's. I'm sure you've heard of it. There's a shrimp cocktail that will clean your sinuses out with horseradish. It's a pretty penny, but it's worth it. If you can get reservations, I believe the website is indieeats.com. It is wonderful.
There you go. That's why we had your local knowledge here for the state of Indiana and downtown Indianapolis. And, of course, the great expert analysis on Purdue and their run here in the postseason. J.D. Arland, a great friend of this program, a sports reporter and anchor at WLFI in West Lafayette, Indiana. J.D., thank you very much. Enjoy the festivities. Have a great fun this time in March.
Always a pleasure, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
And now our second guest here on Two for Thursday for the Big Ten Basketball Tournament to give us the outlook of the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number 5 seed in the conference tournament, is our good friend Dan Hope back on the podcast. He is a senior reporter for 11 Warriors. And Dan, remind me if I'm wrong here, but have we talked basketball with you so far throughout this Big Ten hoop season?
I don't think so. I think we've talked. I've definitely been on a few times to talk football, but don't think we've talked basketball.
The last time we might have spoken was before the national championship game between Ohio State and Alabama on the gridiron. And now here we are in March with the postseason in college basketball. So I want to get your thoughts about the Big Ten tournament and the Buckeyes' outlook for the NCAA tournament as well. But first, let's focus on the end of the regular season. Of course, Ohio State ended out the regular year losing four straight games. But prior to that, they were on a seven-game winning streak playing like one of the best teams in all of the country. So in your mind, what changed over those final four games of the regular season?
Well, I think for one, you know, they played a lot of really good teams. When you look at those final four games, you played three teams in the top five in the country in Michigan, Iowa, and Illinois. And then you played a Michigan State team that has won, you know, three games in a row at home against Illinois, Ohio State, and Michigan. So, I mean, it was a tough gauntlet stretch. You know, I don't think anyone really could have expected Ohio State to go 4-0 in that stretch. Now, granted, 2-2 would look a lot better than 0-4. So, definitely not the way you want to see a team end the regular season. But I also don't view it as a massive regression here or some, you know, things have totally gone off the rails for this team. You know, I think the one thing that is concerning, if you look at the last three games, is they haven't been finishing out games offensively. You know, you look at that, you know, Michigan State game, so much of the attention was put on the officiating, but I think they only scored one basket in the last 5 minutes or so. The Iowa game, I believe it was something like 15 or 10 points in the last 15 minutes. It was a very bad stat. And then this past game against Illinois, they had a lead with 3:48 to play, and then they didn't score another basket for the rest of the game. So I think that's the one thing you look at as a real concern here, because we know this is not a great defensive team. Even when they were riding high and won seven games in a row, this was not a great defensive team. They're not going to be a great defensive team at this point. So they have to be a great offensive team. In the last few games, when they've gotten down to the stretch there, they haven't had somebody stepping up and making those big shots in the clutch. And if they're going to win in March, that has to happen.
I think that's a great point. You go back as far as that Michigan game, that was the best college basketball game of the entire year, in my opinion. And it was an incredibly well-contested game, just Michigan able to close out late, the turnover from Justice Suing. And then you saw a similar kind of fashion at the end of the Illinois game to round out the regular season. So depending on when you're listening to this Thursday, 2 for Thursday show of the Locked On Big Ten podcast, you could be having a Big Ten basketball game starting in mere moments, maybe even just a few hours away if you're listening to this on Thursday morning, because Michigan State and Maryland, the number 9 versus number 8 seeded game in the Big Ten tournament, starts at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. So you need to make your picks early on this 2 for Thursday. And the only place to do that is betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, especially during this week of conference tournaments. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website like we're about to do right now and check the latest odds for the Big Ten tournament on this 2 for Thursday. The first game up of the day, the early one, 11:30 a.m. Eastern tip inside Lucas Oil Stadium, Maryland and Michigan State. The Terps, the 8 seed, a 1.5-point favorite. That is rather interesting, knowing how well Michigan State has played down this home stretch. And Maryland enters the Big Ten tournament having lost two games, but they need this win over Michigan State to find themselves safely inside the NCAA tournament field. Motivation will be a huge one for that game. The next game of the day, the other game of the early portion of our Big Ten tournament on Thursday, is Ohio State and Minnesota. We're talking with Dan Hope right now to get some previews and some thoughts ahead of this game for the Buckeyes. And Ohio State, an 11-point favorite after Minnesota, because we know they won on Wednesday night after Minnesota beat Northwestern. It will be Ohio State and Minnesota, the Buckeyes, an 11-point favorite. I would feel pretty comfortable even laying that amount of points on the Buckeyes. The final game that we have as of right now for betonline.ag, and again, real-time updated odds, so make sure to check throughout Thursday to make sure you are up with the latest spreads and totals for betonline.ag, is Rutgers and Indiana, the number 7 seed, the Scarlet Knights, the number 10 seed, the Hoosiers. And Rutgers, as our friends at betonline.ag see it, a 3-point favorite in that first contest of the evening window in the Big Ten tournament. Four games on this Thursday of the Big Ten tournament. The over-under total, by the way, for Rutgers and Indiana, one of the smallest ones of the day, 132. So whatever you need at betonline.ag, make sure to head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code, again, LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. For as long as I can remember, we've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a very, very long time. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, but high in protein, high in fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on every single one of its flavors. But now that we are in the month of March, not only do we need Built Bar to keep our energy high and feel good about what we are eating, it is also time to find out which Built Bar is best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup on this 2 for Thursday is another really good contest with 2 and 4 great flavors. Caramel Brownie and Cherry Barcia in the first matchup, and the Lemon Almond Cheesecake and the Carrot Cake with Walnuts in the second matchup. Both incredible matchups, 4 great tasting bars in this opening round. The final matchups of this opening round in the Built Bracket. I think I have to go with Caramel Brownie over Cherry Barcia, although I do love one of the new flavors, the Cherry Barcia, very much. The Lemon Almond Cheesecake, that's what I love. I love anything lemon, and when you couple that with the 100% chocolate that Built Bar has, I got to take the Lemon Almond Cheesecake over the Carrot Cake with Walnuts, but you can vote for yourself at BuiltBar.com. And when you go to BuiltBar.com, make sure to use that promo code LOCKEDON20. That's to get 20% off your next order. LOCKEDON20 is LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchups and who will become the best tasting protein bar. So everything is March right now. Conference tournaments, the Big Ten tournament selection Sunday is on the horizon. Even Built Bar is doing a bracket right now. And this year on the Locked On Podcast Network, we will be live on Selection Sunday, March 14th, just 3 days from now, reacting to who's in and who's out of the NCAA tournament. Myself, the one they call Big Ten Ben, and Josh Neighbors from Locked On Big 12 will host Selection Sunday live with local experts from around the Locked On College network of podcasts. Make sure to follow at Locked On Live on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook today to make sure you watch our live Selection Sunday special on Selection Sunday in just 3 days from now on March 14th. It has been 725 days since our last Selection Sunday. We are oh so close to this next one up for the 2021 NCAA tournament in the Locked On Podcast Network. Myself and Josh Neighbors and everybody around the Locked On Podcast Network's college channel will have you set for everything, all the live reaction following the selection committee's selections on this Selection Sunday. We will say selection as many times we can. Make sure to follow at Locked On Live on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook today to make sure to watch our Locked On Live Selection Sunday special this upcoming Sunday. But let's get back to 2 for Thursday before we can get to Selection Sunday and continue to talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes. But I'm not overly concerned by what I've seen out of Ohio State either. And despite losing 4 games to end the regular season, Dan, I actually think it's a little bit of a blessing that Ohio State plays today in this opening round action in the Big Ten tournament on this Thursday. We are recording before Minnesota and Northwestern. But regardless of the opponent for this game for Ohio State today in the 5 versus 12 and 13 matchup, do you think it's helpful for Chris Holtmann and company to be playing today?
Yep, I completely agree with that, because this team needs to get some momentum back on its side. I think, you know, having that game, it's a game Ohio State really should win. And if it can accomplish that, it just gets some momentum back on your side. You know, I think, you know, if they had gone straight into a game with Purdue, say, in the next round, which is, you know, who they'll play if they're able to win today, then, you know, let's say you lose that game, you go into the NCAA tournament on a 5-game losing skid. That would not be good. So I think, you know, having a game here today that you really should be able to win and hopefully get some momentum back on your side going into the rest of a Big Ten tournament, I think that can definitely be a positive.
And Dan, I said on our Locked On Buckeyes podcast that I actually think, based on how the bracket shakes out in the Big Ten tournament, that Ohio State has a pretty good path to get to the Big Ten tournament final, depending on the health of Michigan and if Eli Brooks is back for that contest or for the Big Ten tournament as well. So I think playing on this day is a silver lining for Ohio State as they try to get some momentum here in the Big Ten tournament. So we have both said we are not overly concerned with Ohio State. We think it's good they're playing on this Thursday of the Big Ten tournament. Why should Ohio State fans still be confident in this team for this postseason stretch?
Well, you know, I think we've seen this is a team that can win against really good teams. I mean, they did beat Illinois earlier in the season. They did beat Iowa earlier in the season. I mean, they played in the strongest conference in college basketball this year and won most of their games. So I still think, you know, there are things to like about this Ohio State basketball team, you know, going into the postseason where, you know, they proved that they could, for the most part, handle that gauntlet of Big Ten play. And, you know, I think, you know, that's going to help them a lot when they get into the gauntlet of NCAA tournament play. I just think, you know, I think they're one of those teams, I think because of their defensive deficiencies where, you know, if their offense is hot, you know, they could make a run to the Elite Eight, even the Final Four. I think that's within their reach. If their offense goes cold, they could be susceptible to a second round upset. So I think that's kind of a position Ohio State is in right now where, you know, I'm not going to limit their ceiling. You know, I think they can be a team that makes a deep run in the tournament, but I also think they are susceptible that if they just come out and they're just not hitting shots on any given day to potentially getting upset.
Dan Hope, a senior reporter for 11 Warriors, who has been on this podcast many times talking Ohio State football, but now giving us some Ohio State basketball knowledge ahead of the Big Ten tournament. Ohio State in action on this 2 for Thursday. Dan, we talked about the home stretch of the regular season and what went wrong for Ohio State. What's the key thing you point to if they want to have success now in March?
Yeah, you know, I think they need guys to really prove that they can step up and be that closer in a game. I think, you know, Dwayne Washington's probably the number one guy you look at where when they were in that 7-game winning stretch, he was really on fire. I mean, he was playing the best basketball of his Ohio State career during that stretch, and he was really proving himself to be that guy that they can consistently rely on. And in the past few games, that really hasn't been the case, especially late in games. And I think they need him to get back to that because I think you look at this Ohio State team, you've got one fantastic player in E.J. Liddell who's been a guy that they can pretty consistently rely on. But outside of him, they don't have a lot of those guys. You know, Justice Suing has been up and down. You know, C.J. Walker is a good player for what he is, but he's never going to be that premier scorer. Same goes for Kyle Young. You know, a guy like Seth Towns, you know, I think he's a guy that, you know, maybe he can give you a flash, but, you know, because of his knee issues, he's just not a guy that you can consistently rely on for a lot of minutes or a lot of points. And they've got a lot of guys like that that, you know, they can give them something off the bench, but they're just not those kind of guys who can really take over games. So I think Dwayne is the guy that I look at in particular who they need to be that guy.
The smarts from you, whether it's football or basketball, is so spot on. I completely agree with you that Dwayne Washington Jr. needs to get back to his exhilarating times shooting from deep. Another guy I point to, Justin Arnes. If they can start lighting it up, this Ohio State offense truly proves and lives up to the billing of the fourth most efficient offense in the country that they are ranked right now under KenPom. So, Dan, we had our resident bracketologist, Kevin Sweeney, on this show yesterday. He said that Ohio State doesn't have too much room for movement in the Big Ten tournament. He has them as his last 2 seed right now, and probably with a win on Thursday and maybe another win over Purdue on Friday, that Ohio State would be firmly on that 2 line for the NCAA tournament. So I ask you, what do you think Ohio State's ceiling is for a deep run in March Madness?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, to me, this is kind of a way I've been looking at it. Like, I feel like Sweet 16's got to be the baseline expectation. Like, that's what you need to accomplish to call this a successful season in any way, because that's progress. You haven't been there before. You've got to get there. I think that would have been the expectation going into the season. I think that still needs to be the baseline expectation if you're going to get to at least that second weekend. I think the Elite Eight is a reasonable goal still. I think that's still, you know, what, you know, to me, that's like a good goal, like what you should be shooting for. Like, if they get to the Elite Eight and they get there, even if our season ends there, I think that would be undeniably a successful season and a step in the right direction for Ohio State. You know, the Final Four, to me, you know, that's kind of like the pie in the sky goal at this point. Like, can they get there? Sure. I mean, if they're hot, if they play the way like they were playing during that 7-game winning streak, they're definitely capable of it. But I probably wouldn't predict it right now, you know, because they have lost 4 games in a row, and you know, there are the defensive issues of this team. I do think at some point that's going to catch up with them. So, you know, my guess right now it would be either Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, and I think that Elite Eight is very much within reach, but they've obviously got to play well to make that happen.
And what will be very interesting for Ohio State fans as we get closer to Selection Sunday, now just 3 days away, will be the matchups and how the bracket works out, because we cannot have a 2 seed from the same conference play against a 1 seed in that region of the tournament. And of course, most likely with the Big Ten getting 2 number 1 seeds, that would mean Ohio State gets to go to Gonzaga or Baylor, which would never be fun. But if they played them in the Elite Eight, that would be one heck of a matchup. Dan Hope, a senior reporter for 11 Warriors, giving us the knowledge and insight on this 2 for Thursday as Ohio State is in action in Indianapolis in the Big Ten tournament. Dan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Always happy to be here.
So many thanks to both of my guests for coming on this jam-packed 2 for Thursday. J.D. Arland of WLFI in West Lafayette, Indiana, talking about Purdue, and Dan Hope, a senior reporter for 11 Warriors, talking about Ohio State. A huge Thursday in the Big Ten basketball tournament. Four games, although it's a 2 for Thursday. We have four games on this Thursday. The first game up, the 8-9 battle, Maryland and Michigan State. The second game of that early window, the number 5 seed Ohio State, taking on the 13 seed Minnesota, who knocked off the 12 seed Northwestern in the first game of the Big Ten tournament on Wednesday night. Then, in the afternoon, early evening portion of our schedule, it is the 7-10 matchup, Rutgers, the 7 seed, Indiana, the 10 seed. In the final game of the evening, Penn State coming back to beat Nebraska, the 11-seeded Nittany Lions taking on the 6-seed Wisconsin. A rubber match, if you will, their third meeting of this year. Penn State has won one, Wisconsin has won the other. We decide it all on Thursday night at the Big Ten basketball tournament inside Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. So much at stake and on the line on this 2 for Thursday of the Big Ten basketball tournament, but four games on a 2 for Thursday. Enjoy it. Have fun. When we talk tomorrow, it will be previewing the weekend, what we have on Friday in the quarterfinal round, and a look ahead to the semifinals and tournament title game in the Big Ten Conference. That comes up tomorrow, but until we talk tomorrow, have a splendid Thursday. We'll be right back.